There was a feller named Willard McBain, and he only had just one thought on his brain. Every evening about midnight he'd slip off alone and call the same lady on the pay telephone. It's me again, Margaret. Hello, it's just Margaret. You don't know me, Margaret, but I know you. Well, it's upset the lady, gave her the blues. So she called up the police, said, what shall I do? Well, the chief of detectives came around to her home and eavesdropped upon them on her upstairs phone. It's me again, Margaret. Hello, it's just Margaret. I know it's you, Margaret. Are you naked? Well, they called up Ma Bell, traced him on down to a funky old phone booth on the outskirts of town. It was there that the vice squad, with their field glasses red, the lips of that amorous man, as he said, it's me again, Margaret. Hello, it's this Margaret. I know it's you, Margaret. Wanna hear me bark like Red 10-10? Well, they cuffed him and dragged him to the station downtown, and they allowed him one phone call before the jailer came round. He wet his chapped lips, cleared his young throat, and then he dialed the telephone. Softly he spoke. Me again, Margaret. They got me, Margaret. You ain't gonna miss me, Margaret. I know that. But I'll miss you. And when I get out, Margaret, I'm gonna come over here with a weed eater and a live chicken and some Cool Whip. We'll have a big old time, Margaret.
Why, yes, ma'am. You can post bond right over here.
Mr. McBain, please.
That'll be $350.
And how much for those handcuffs?